Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26 en Malahleni 25, Rustenburg 29 grade. Oud-president Galema Motlanthe het 'n beroep op die parlement gedoen om dringend wetgewing goed te keur wat daarop gemik is om vletjieblassers te beskerm. Motlanthe het gisteraand by die Universiteit van Johannesburg se teenkorrupsieberaad gepraat. Hy sê korrupte aktiwiteite word dikwels deur vletjieblassers aangemeld.
Safe channels therefore for reporting such corrupt activities ought to be created to protect the identity of whistleblowers who expose wrongdoing, often at great personal risk. Their protection through legislation, which currently does not exist, is essential.
Die EFF vra dat 'n komitee op die been gebring word om die volle omvang van afpersing in Suid-Afrika te ondersoek. Die party se Mboweni Dlozi sê die komitee sal verantwoordelik wees vir onder meer die hou van openbare verhore. Hy sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
An extortion in South Africa has surpassed petty crimes and it has become a threat to the very human rights and dignity enshrined in our constitution. If we do not unite beyond our differences to crush extortion, then
it
will be business as usual.
Eskom sê dieselverbruik bly aansienlik laer as die verwagte syfers vir hierdie somer. Eskom se woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena sê die onbeplande kapasiteitsverliesfaktor is nou op 25.4%. Hierdie tyd verlede jaar was dit op 34.6%.
The OCGT load factor for 1st April to 5th September 2024 was 4.09% compared to last year's figure of 20.22%. The OCGT load factor for 1st September to 5th September 2024 was 0%, significantly lower than the last year's figure.
Nog nie uit die buiteland die oorsaak van 'n brand wat by 'n skool koshuis in Kenia uitgebreek het, is nog onbekend. 17 kinders is dood. President William Ruto het die voorval as 'n tragedie beskryf. En president Joe Biden van Amerika se seun Hunter het skuldig gepleit op al 9 aanklagte van belastingontduiking. Die 54-jarige Biden sou reg staan op aanklagte dat hy van 2016 tot 2019 nie belasting betaal het nie. Hy staan 'n vonnis van tot 17 jaar tronkstraf in die gesig.
There's no doubt this case was an extreme and unusual one for the government to bring. Like millions of Americans, Hunter was late in filing and paying his taxes. Unlike those millions of Americans, he was charged criminal for his failures that occurred during the depths of his addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Dit aan Biden se regsverteenwoordiger Abe Lowell. Ek is in al September top story at this hour. Former President Galema Motlanthe is called in Parliament to urgently pass the Whistleblower Protection Bill.
En baie dankie, Chanel. Here comes your number 30 and your number 29.
Number 30.
Geluk is aan my kant. Word wakker elke oggend, het lijn tou druppels. My hart klop in jou hand, die regter het me gevind, weet nie wat ek ooit sal doen. As ek weer terug sal moet gaan, na wereldwoms weer bestaan nie, ek is toch jong, maar nie te min, ek kan hier vir jou sing.